Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imemc.org for Monday, July 19, 2010. Israeli government suggests stealing what they call abandoned properties, and the Israeli occupation government in the West Bank sets up to begin more demolitions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli Attorney General Yehuda Weinstein told the Israeli Supreme Court that the state intends to apply a law on abandoned properties to abandoned properties in occupied East Jerusalem. This would allow them to legally steal land worth an enormous amount of money. The land grab would apply to the properties of people that moved to so-called enemy states after the 1948 war, in addition to the properties of people who now reside in the occupied Palestinian territories. If the court rules in the state's favor, widespread protest is expected among Palestinians and the international community. A case being considered by the Supreme Court for appeal is that of four West Bank residents who have had their land appropriated by the State of Israel. The total value of their land is in the neighborhood of $10 billion. Previous attorney generals for the State of Israel have written opinions against the very thing the current attorney general is attempting to do. The Israeli government has also ordered the civil administration to increase enforcement against what it believes to be illegal construction in Area C of the West Bank. Areas that will be focused on include the Mount Hebron area and locations in the Jordan Valley. An Israeli state representative, Nahi Ben-Or, claimed that there had been no enforcement of laws against illegal construction. The state took issue with these claims and asked for more evidence. Since then, the defense ministry has given the order to step up enforcement as a policy and that homes would be targeted. Two were destroyed near Hebron this past Thursday. Out of Jordan, we learned that the Egyptian government has forbidden a Jordanian aid convoy from entering the Gaza Strip through Egypt. The convoy, consisting of 138 people, was denied permission to enter Egypt on Sunday night, said the group's coordinator, Hussein Al-Sob. They were planning to leave today. Israel's foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, has presented his plan for a second withdrawal from Gaza to the EU top foreign affairs representative, Catherine Ashton. The plan supposedly received a positive reception from delegates. Lieberman also added to the plan, encouraging the construction of a power and a desalination plant within the Gaza Strip. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant update, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Brian Ennis.